Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, the over and under is 1 hour for your boy Maben today. He is struggling, but he is going to do the best he can in third person. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Now, you never know, because that's possible, or you may just start having so much fun over the next hour that you're like,
that's exactly what I said to him.
I can't leave. I've got to be here. But then again, you may really be hurting and you may have to leave.
I told him, wait till you get on a hot topic and then try to leave.
But then again, you may do the Baranos read and say,
I did. I stay. I did think about
either
that,
either way, man, we're here to take care of it.
I got and, you, Marcus, if yeah, you need extra
and if,
time.
If you need to, for some reason, we will handle that.
I was absolutely confident y'all would be able to.
Yep. So either way it goes, we'll have some fun today. It's Friday. I know people are excited about the weekend.
Yeah, a lot of vacations coming up. A lot of people are getting in vacation mode, and you know, their Fridays kind of represent, like, you know, either coming back from vacation, you know, nice and refreshed. You sounded like you had a nice, refreshing conversation, high energy.
I had a great conversation with Nikki V this morning, man. Just a great little time in there. We had a good convo, and it was and now I'm refreshed and ready to roll, man.
Yeah, actually, Nikki V is going to kind of, in a certain kind of way, make an appearance in a conversation we're going to have, but I think I'm going to do that outside of the second break, because this thing's going to need its own little section. So if I were you people, I would definitely tell a friend to tell a friend. Marcus is going to do something that he normally doesn't do. Marcus is going to jump out of character at some point during this show, and I think y'all are really going to enjoy this part of the show. So Steve, today, because I don't have the heaviest of agendas,
Wait, can I make a big announcement?
Sorry.
Big announcement.
Absolutely. Well, you know, for the Western Kentucky Hilltopper, Josh Anderson's coming back, boys.
I did see that.
I just had to get my Hilltopper information.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. You didn't even say, hey, Brian. All I wanted to do was talk about Josh Anderson coming back to the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
I need you to be honest.
Do what?
I need you to be honest here. I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Josh Anderson should have came to Louisville.
I already knew you were going to say. I thought the question was going to be, would you rather have Josh Anderson on the Hilltoppers or on the Cards?
He's done what he can do at Western Kentucky. It's time to take a shot at the big time. The big time.
To be honest, I would rather him be a Cardinal.
Well, sure. But I am glad that he is coming back there. So that's good. Because like I said, I root for Western too. I mean, not when we play them, but I would like to go. I've never been to a game in Diddle.
Go to Diddle. It's a really cool experience. It's I think it seats about.
Well, I've practiced there. I've played a game there, but I've never been to it. Oddly enough,
I think it seats about 8,000.
It was cool.
It's a circular
vibe.
Dome.
We played there, and we played at Murray State. We played two games.
Golly, Murray State's a pit.
It was. And I was going to say, Murray State was a little different. It was
kind of intimidating.
It was a little more. Now, granted, we didn't. We just played on the court. There wasn't really, like, fans there. It was summer league. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it wasn't necessarily.
No, it's right there on campus. So when I was a student there, it was easy. You just walk over, and I would go to games, you know, the weekday games all the time. It was something to do. You'd catch the players after the game because they'd go over to the rec center to eat, and you'd be over there eating after the game. But the arena itself is really – it's a really cool experience. I mean, it's a smaller version of a you know, big dome type. I mean, it's like a small version of a Superdome type of concept, but it seats about 8,000, and it's just a cool little mid-major basketball arena.
It was very
cool. Do they have graduations there?
They do.
The Murray State gym kind of stuck out my mind because it was like, boy, it's dark in here, and you know it has that. You got to walk down, like go down into the stands a little bit. Dunn Center got a nicer arena when it gets rocking.
Well, I was a sport management major down at Western, and so the majority of my classes were actually in Diddle Arena in the back halls. They had classrooms there, and that's where the majority of mine were.
It was like I said, man. I really did enjoy it. We did the Murray State camp. We played down there. We went to Kentucky Lake. And Murray State was actually where we played on one of the side goals, and one of them was 9.5 for the first half that we had it. Remember I was telling you that story? Like the hydraulic had let out of it. And it was not – we were watching the other team.
So everybody looked like they got hops.
And we were like, wait a minute. And then we were like, wait a minute. And we had that goal first. So mm-hmm. We look like the most athletic team in America, dude.
Your layup line just gets distracted on low rim.
But yeah, no, it was cool. So yeah, I would like to go to that game though. So that would be.
I'm down to go if you guys want to try to get tickets to that game. I mean, I think it's a cool environment. You know, it's kind of got that small little louder environment. Yeah, you're on the court more.
What other awkward places do you need to go? And I'm saying awkward. Just one of those. What other places do you need to go in basketball?
Ooh, that's a great.
Bring up that schedule, quick, Brian.
That is now. This is my type of radio, man. I
know. Because listen, it had never even crossed my mind that I hadn't been in Western Kentucky's gym, and then you said it, and Brian said it, and I'm like, why wouldn't I go to that game? Why wouldn't I throw on my Louisville gear and go down to see a game at Western Kentucky?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah, that didn't sound like a bad idea. So, yeah, if you can read off any kind
pretty short ride, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Where would – if I was going to go to three places, where would I go? That's a great one.
Just start rattling off places we actually
By the way,
go.
Today we will get to a few other things that I know we'll get to, Marcus or no Marcus. I think he would vouch for all these. Lovie Jenkins – I want to talk about that. I think the staff, I'm not going to say anything outside of my lines, but I think the staff did a favor. Also, I think it's going to be interesting where he ends up.
Maybe they don't know what just they're saying.
Just saying. I think that would be funny. But also, local talent. A lot of local talent. Reed Shepherd on campus yesterday. I want to have that conversation later, too, as well. So we'll get to – that's just kind of a tease of some other things that we're getting to today.
Steve, can you stop leaving your cough drop wrappers in the studio, please?
Sorry. Jesus Christ. When you stop leaving your water bottles.
I bring my own, Steve. Okay. So, Brian, are you going to throw out some of the places we go to?
Do you want
– the away games, Brian.
We obviously don't want the conference games, right?
I want the conference games too.
Yeah, definitely the conference games.
Okay, so let's start with like Boston College.
No, I'm good.
No,
Virginia Tech.
Wait a minute, let's slow down with this one.
Well, I thought we'd just skip over Boston College.
Why, Steve? Why don't you want to go to Boston College?
I told you, I'm just not interested in Boston College. It never stops raining. It's never sunny. It might always be sunny in Philly. It feels like it's never sunny. It's just gloomy, and the color scheme.
I had a great time at Boston College. I did a camp up there.
Really?
I had a great time up there.
See, I'd be more excited about the trip and Boston itself than actually going to Boston College's arena.
I enjoyed being up there. I was shocked, but again, I caught it on a perfect, beautiful summer day, you know, like just downtown foliage, you know, just all that good stuff. Like, it, you know, the area I was by the campus was nice.
Because I'd like to go see Fenway Park. I'd like to go see a Red Sox game in Fenway Park, see the Green Monster.
Yes, I don't know anything about the
it's the one team Cam hadn't played for.
That's funny. And maybe he has.
Actually, when I said that, I was
And I was saying I don't know anything about the area, the real estate. You know, I don't know anything
I'm just not really interested in going to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of a history buff too. So that just for me. Texter, I know Boston College isn't in Philly. I was saying it's always sunny in Philly.
If they didn't
it's
get
not the, in Boston.
Steve, don't explain that joke. If they didn't understand that joke, don't explain it.
Yeah.
National Treasure didn't make you want to go to Boston.
Yeah, see, yes, yes. That is the
that
only.
Awesome
yeah, that's the type of stuff, you know, because I'm a big National Treasure fan. I love those movies.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
What,
you want some more?
I don't know why people thought, like, why do people get mad at me for liking?
The first hour is Boston College.
Are you like, such a
we already got one down.
We're going to break this down for every hour through the next week.
8 minutes in, we got one down. Hour.
Are y'all in such a rush? Like, what are you doing here?
This hour is Boston College.
National Treasure.
That was Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. I love him in the movies. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just, he sucks. And I'm like, he's a great actor.
I'm not looking at it.
What'd you do?
My phone just hit straight glass down on that metal. I don't even want to see it.
Okay, keep going.
North Carolina State.
I visited North Carolina State. Official visit?
Meh. I'm not real.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. It's a nice campus.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I'm not really in for that.
Yeah, North Carolina State was Raleigh.
So they get the quick brush over, but we get Boston College all the time.
No, actually, I wasn't finished.
Boston College got 20 minutes,
that.
But
I will say, HBCUs in the area, very enjoyable.
Oh, gosh,
me,
I'm at.
For me to.
NC Central,
yeah,
right
yeah,
around there.
Yeah, my dad took me, and he gave me one of those, like, enjoy your time now because I'm never letting you go to HBCU.
Well, I told you.
That'd be a cool experience.
If I'm ever divorced, that's where my wife's coming from. We have discussed this many of a time.
Oh, listen. The aesthetics on the HBCU campuses are absolutely awesome.
Well, I bet the crowds are just super rowdy.
Next one, Brian.
Brian's right, next one.
Like an old Pentecostal church.
Right. So, what I'd imagine.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to go to one, all right?
Fair enough. No, Brian,
yeah, I'm not dogging
we're
it.
We're going to make a joke about everything everybody says.
All right, Pittsburgh.
Oh. No.
Oh.
Not interested at all.
I mean.
Is there anywhere in the ACC I want to go? I'm trying to figure this out.
Hold on. So we're going to get through this. We're going to find out. Okay. We're doing a self-evaluation.
Yeah, like, I'm not interested
I would
at all.
Only go there with just to watch Malik Williams put on a Pittsburgh headband and troll.
Yeah, but like I'm not interested in going to a game there.
Like Pittsburgh? Jeff Greer comes from Pittsburgh.
Jeff don't look like he's a good time. Jeff's a good time.
Yeah, look, right. I hear his stories that he's a good time, but he's one of those guys like, I'm going to have to see it for myself, Jeff.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to Pittsburgh.
You have a million stories about all these awesome times, and I just got to see it.
I'm going to at least two away games this year, and gosh dang it,
don't
we're going to figure
it
out
listen,
today.
Stay relaxed. I'm sure we're going to hit some nice metropolitan games.
Virginia Tech.
Do you know Virginia Tech is an agricultural school?
Yes.
And it ain't nothing at Virginia Tech.
I would go to a football game there. Not a basketball
just game. For the intro?
Yeah, the basketball game.
I would do the intro and then leave.
I know.
I'm going to go. Much to do in Blacksburg.
Yeah, I'm going to
oh, my God.
Blacksburg, Virginia.
I was up there, and I was like, Coach, are you sure we're in the right place?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, Marcus is, you know, agriculture school. There's a lot of land up here and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Coach, there ain't no school around here.
Yeah, there's no.
Coach.
At least there isn't none I'm going to.
Right. Coach, I know there's no university. I think we, because the coach thought he might have made a wrong turn at some point. And I'm just like, listen, I don't know anything about it. I've been sitting in the back, but Coach, we're not near a university. I guarantee that.
All right, hit me.
Blacksburg, sorry.
Hit me with another one.
Georgia Tech. Are we beginning to realize that there's really not a lot of cool places to go in the ACC?
Yeah,
because
Georgia Tech is like the pretty girl on
I could make a trip out of it. We could go hang out with Pops, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could do some fun things. But now the difference is Atlanta, Chick-fil-A classic Mercedes-Benz, I'm in.
Georgia Tech is, no. is the Desert Queen.
It's like the anti-Desert Queen.
No,
I've been on
no.
two good
There's a lot of beautiful things in Atlanta.
No, Georgia Tech is the Desert Queen.
For games, I've no, been to two, though.
For places we can go, like the Georgia Tech Arena is what I was talking about.
Yeah, I got
Not
you, I got
really
you.
See, I was just at the Georgia Tech.
Fair enough.
You know.
Yeah, the Georgia Tech Arena doesn't intrigue me.
No.
Yeah, at all.
Even though I will say.
But the problem is they've moved up on the list just by default.
By Atlanta,
Blacksburg, North Carolina State. Pittsburgh Atlanta. Boston College.
I'll tell you, the both
and
the
Louisville gets a lot of fans there, so they get the church event kind of goes there mm-hmm. at where it used to go to DePaul goes there.
What the fact that the Final Four was there when we won the national championship, the fact that Lamar Jackson played his first game there against Auburn, those were two
we got good history
great
there.
Road trips.
Oh, I love Atlanta. Yeah, I love Atlanta. It's just like I don't really care to go to a Georgia Tech game. You know,
I agree.
Okay,
Wake Forest.
Probably number one so far.
Just because you haven't done it?
Why?
Yeah, I know.
Why?
I don't want to go.
Like, unless I get...
Lied. I don't want to go.
I mean, why?
I don't know. It's different.
And I was trying, Steve. Like, my why is out of frustration. Why don't I want to go to Wake Forest? Like, if they got to be really good.
I wish we was in another conference.
Wake Forest got to be... Like, if Wake Forest is undefeated...
This sucks.
Let's go back to USA.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Let's go back to
Memphis. Okay, just like Wake Forest, if they were good.
Biggest, let's go back to Beach.
Oh, that was my favorite. Okay, all right, give me another one.
Not Wake Miami. Forest.
Again, Georgia Tech.
Coral Gables, though?
No, yeah. Bro, come on. But the arena sucks.
Oh.
The Watsco Center, I think, is what it is. It's I don't want to go there. The environment's butt. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got a webcam. How about that?
For the street.
For the street.
We do got a webcam
we
for the street.
We got a webcam for the street. Unfortunately, today is not the day to unveil.
That's okay. No, that's okay. We'll kick that
I
in
did want to let you know.
That's awesome.
We will have a street cam.
And it's a good one.
And it's a good one,
he
Steve.
Did, he did y'all right. He did y'all good, man.
Because you shamed me, Steve.
Yeah, he did y'all good, man. That's a good camera right there. That's going to be a good vision. Wake Forest is, Miami's another one where, yeah, I mean, sure, I'd like to go to Miami, but not a game. real quick before you do, let me, texters have been rolling in. Let me get some of their opinions in here. Oakland Zoo used to be a big thing in Pitt. Georgia Tech.
Where's the Big East?
Yeah. Georgia Tech is the ACC, or is to the ACC as Vandy is to the SEC, an academic school in a nice location, but as a sports venue, they suck. I disagree a little bit with that. Vandy is an awesome place to watch a game. It's an awesome place to watch a game. I will say that. Like, that's one I think you – but I get what
I
you're saying.
I just said basketball, Vandy. I didn't do football.
I get what you're – no, football's – Vandy's trash.
You were talking about basketball. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
that
fair
was
enough.
My first official visit, and I was like, this is
college
football?
Oh, yeah.
And then Jay Cutler walked out, and I was like, oh, look at the – I'm not ready. Look at the offensive tackle. They were like, no, it's Jay Cutler. I was like, okay. Why am I here? Why did y'all – What am I? It was Bobby Johnson, not Bobby Johnson, the white haired guy. Bobby
Johnson. Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Was it?
Johnson, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Bobby Johnson?
Yeah. Football coach that ran the triple option, kind of?
No, that was,
that was
Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson. Okay,
this
sorry.
Was Bobby, somebody had white hair. He was the one that recruited me at Vandy. I can't remember his name, but I was like, why am I here?
Right now, there's a bunch of people saying, Bobby Crimmins?
Yeah, I know. Such Georgia Tech doesn't have alcohol, and they do lame fan stuff.
I didn't know that.
Let's see. Georgia Tech is the new DePaul day, right?
As a quick scan of the conference opponents, just looking at what we're about to do, I'd probably put Miami about somewhere between 4 and 5, right in that range.
Yeah, don't cheat.
Yeah.
Don't look ahead and cheat.
That's our man right there.
Don't cheat, Brian.
I'm sticking with Miami, but the reason I say that is just because I want to go to the city of Miami. It has nothing to do with the game itself.
Now that's what I'm saying. Now if we're doing that, we would have to change the list. But see, I'm saying games I would want to go to,
let's go to Dade County.
Like Tuscaloosa is what's so cool about Tuscaloosa? Nothing. But dude, if Louisville ever plays in Bryant Denny, you better believe I'm going because I want to go to the stadium. The
going
atmosphere.
Down in Dade County,
yeah, right? Fair enough.
Next one we got is
Port of Miami. Purple Lamborghinis.
Push State. It to the limit.
Go ahead.
Florida State.
No. Football, yes. I'd go. Basketball,
And basketball's been killing it.
I know. Bobby Dodds at Vandy. It might have been who it was, Bobby Dodds. Yeah, no. No. No.
I'm not intrigued. I'd like to go to a football game at Florida State.
Old stadium?
I just want to see the Tomahawk chant.
The Flaming Spear?
I want to see the, yeah, I want to see the Seminole come out with the Flaming Spear.
What if it's just lame, though, Steve? What if you just see little donkey-looking dog come out there and just... And it's like, oh, my God.
I know.
Did I come all the way down here for this? We can't use Peter says we can't use a real stallion anymore.
Yeah, I know.
What is this? I can't get jiggy with this.
No, it was Bobby Johnson.
I thought it was Bobby Johnson.
It was Bobby Johnson. Yeah, I just looked it up.
He was the king of small schools.
Bobby Johnson with the white hair. I thought it was. Okay, golly. Okay, yeah, see, and Tallahassee is not, somebody says Tallahassee is the armpit of Florida.
Literally.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, see, but now we're doing basketball again, because football, yes, I would put that up there. Basketball, no.
But here's the thing. Florida State fans don't even come until Louisville comes to town.
Mm-hmm.
They come for Duke. They literally have they're 22-3, Steve.
Yeah.
And they can't get a packed 14,000-seat arena.
I know.
Until Louisville comes to town.
That's fair. Tallanasty. Okay. All right, next.
Now that Florida State's, like, you know, been good at basketball for the past few years and got a lot of NBA talent, I wouldn't mind going to see them.
Yeah,
if I'm on a scores table, yeah.
But
if
I'm not. But I mean, we're saying places where I'm like, okay, I'm going to
for the experience.
Somebody said, hey, Tallahassee has Florida A&M.
I heard. I remember. Actually, I heard they used that to their advantage more than any other school. That's a good point. Good job, Texter.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number one on my list, Duke.
Yeah, Duke. Duke's one. Will it be different with Coach K? Without Coach K, though, that's going to be something too, because you do remember. And I love Coach Mack and Mack Coach. If you're listening, you know,
yeah, we're good.
We're cool. We're good. But Rick was a celebrity. Coach Pitino was a superstar. There was a different vibe. I believe Coach Mack will get there, but with Coach K. In Duke, you okay? Now I'm in Cameron.
Coach Mack is never going to be a celebrity.
He's a psychopath.
No,
you're probably right.
Get out.
You're probably right.
I got film to look at.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like is Saban a celebrity?
I mean,
yeah,
yeah. Because when you see Saban walk in, he's on commercials.
Now he is.
But the thing is, though, is like, okay, if you're at Duke, and the crazies are there. And then Coach K walks out of the tunnel, and you're like, okay, this is Duke. Is it going to have that vibe with John Shire? Well, there's Coach Shire. I mean, it might for Elijah or Xavier when they're 20 years from now, if he's good, but.
No, because what's going to happen this year is we're going to be going into Duke with the number one offense in the country.
Texter says, can we keep making fun of Tallahassee? What we are learning is how the hell, as a powerful basketball conference as the ACC, why are there so many desirable basketball venues to attend? This is a good point.
We need to have this conversation.
Why didn't Duke hire Johnny Dawkins? I agree with that 100%. To me, that was a no-brainer. I'm like, you hire Johnny Dawkins. I mean, he struggled in Stanford, I understand, but he comes back to UCF and does a great job.
Maybe Johnny Dawkins is like Vince Merrill. I just want to be an assistant.
Well, I mean, he was a good. I mean, he almost beat Duke with Dion in the second round.
That was a shameless joke. Sorry, y'all. I didn't.
Okay. All right. But Duke, yes. I'll give you Duke. Yeah, because I mean, still
Duke is an awesome place.
That's a bucket list. Okay.
I still got a little problem, though, Steve. I'm scarred by Duke.
Okay.
My dad took me to Duke, right? One of my earlier memories. I remember this North Carolina State, you know, all this college trip my dad took me on, right?
Text line is just killing Florida State. Golly. There's another one. Just talking about their stadium's a dump. They went down there when we had Lamar.
Steve, you know how you got images in your head and they never left and you just like, you're still not sure if you saw what you thought you saw one time as a sure. kid? So we were inside Cameron.
Okay.
Inside the lobby. And me, my dad, and my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, Coach K came out of that bathroom and did one of these. Like kept walking and looked down fast. Like we were going to like groupie him or something, right?
Yeah.
Because we were just kind of looking around. And just my child brain remembers, because I remember thinking, that was Coach K.
Yeah.
I was thinking that as a kid. And I know, here's the problem. As an adult and as, you know, as a former Louisville player, during a Louisville, I know what it looks like when guys don't want to be bothered and sure. they don't want to make eye contact with fan-looking people. And they Absolutely. Just kind of, you know, they'll make you stop them, literally stop them. I think he tried to give, like, not that we even was making eye contact to talk to him, but I think he hit us with that. So ever since then, I done kind of had this little childhood memory, like, did you try to give us the... I don't feel like talking to anybody, big boy thing, which I understand if he did, but yeah. I don't want to be on the receiving end of one of those. Like, did we look like, you know, because here's the thing. Conversely, I remember going up and talking to Billy McCaffrey, like I told you, Vanderbilt. The way he turned around, lit up, dapped me up, was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought that.
And you were forever a Billy McCaffrey fan. Like
Ed McCaffrey,
yep.
Billy McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey,
Luke
McCaffrey. Like they have no idea. Their money's good around here.
FSU Stadium is like a swampy a-hole. FSU or FOH? Am I right?
Where does all this FSU stuff come from?
People are hating on some FSU. Okay, give me another one. Duke. All right, Duke, yes. Duke's the one.
All right, Clemson.
No. Not much else to say.
Oh, my God. That means we just got the best.
I'm not going to Clemson.
I was
going to
make that point at the end. Yeah. Okay, next.
That was the quickest one we've had so far.
Do you want to go to Clemson to watch a basketball game?
Not for basketball.
Okay, yeah, me either.
All right, how about Syracuse?
Yes. I'm putting that in the yes category.
We deflated their dome, Steve.
No, I know.
Listen, the Louisville basketball team.
My papa tried to warn me about y'all.
Literally.
When I was a kid.
Deflated by holding two doors open. The whole thing was caving in.
He said y'all were wild. He said y'all were just out of look.
I'm sure he did.
I caved in the Metro Dome.
Y'all were not controllable.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, y'all had your hair was all corn rolled up. My papa warned me back in the day.
I led the charge.
God rest his soul.
This is a complete side note.
I think they fixed the dome, by the way.
Deflating a dome. Have I ever told you all the story? Yeah, I know. Have I ever told you all the story about the Metrodome when I went up there for a Vikings game?
When yes. it caved in. No, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to the game before it caved in. So, like, 4 days before. It was, like, 2 degrees outside. There was, like, you know, 2 feet of snow on the ground. And I went to watch the Vikings play the Buffalo Bills. And it was when Brian Brohm was the backup quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. So we went really early to watch him in warm-ups.
Right.
And, at the time, it was when Brett Favre was with the Vikings at the time.
Yeah.
And he got hurt that game, like, very first series. So the rest of the game, we watched Tavares Jackson.
did he dominate?
No. I think the Bills ended up winning that game.
So they were like, deflate the dome.
Yeah. And then 4 days later, we get home.
Until
we
Brett's
see
okay.
That the dome had collapsed because there was so much snow on the top of the roof.
I remember that.
We lucked out because then they were moving the games around and they were playing – some of the games in Detroit, and they were playing some at the University of Minnesota. So had we came like the week later for the next game, we would have been in the wrong city.
Somebody said instead of Dope Campbell, it should be called Croak Shambles.
Why don't people like Florida State?
You thought Kroger Field had a bunch of hillbillies. Lexington got nothing on Tallahassee. Wrong turn and the hills have eyes.
Oh, no.
I didn't know we didn't like Florida State like that.
Syracuse is a dump. Any arena with bleachers is a dump. Okay, fair enough.
I was going to say, you make that point a lot.
All right. I know we got to get to break. Brian, run me down a couple more here.
All right, number two on my list would be North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in with Carolina.
That's it.
I mean, yeah, I want to go. I don't know.
All right. Number three on my list would be Notre Dame.
Yeah, because with North Carolina, like, I want to see what it's like. Because, like, I was hanging on the rim in North Carolina, and it was like Vince Carter was over there, and I was, like, screaming, right? And I was thinking at the time, what would it be like if I was a fan watching it?
One day I'm going to do media from right there.
and listen, I remember because after I dunked it, I looked over, and you know who I saw?
Who's that?
Little Cameron Maben.
Yeah.
He was there at the game.
Really?
Yep. And that's Uncle Rudy was there. So imagine if you little Cameron Maben watching Big Cuz dunking in the Dean Dome.
That'll mess you up. No, or to put you in the majors.
Right. Anybody else? Notre Dame. Yes.
Cam May was like, one day he's going to be doing radio and I'm going to be in the majors.
Quick commercial break.
Hold on. We got one more.
Okay.
Virginia.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just for environment.
Maybe.
Why they got it rolling still? Because they're going to suck pretty soon. And I want to join it.
And Texter brings it up. Sometimes I guess I don't realize how good we have it here. because on the flip side, and my whole point with this, the wrap up was going to be, if any of those right 93.9 the Cav, 93.9 the all of them would have Louisville in the yes category. So
top two,
yeah, at least top two or three, you know, because Carolina and Duke, I understand for a historical. Louisville would, in fact, be a yes category. So remember that. Go out and buy those tickets.
Go buy these tickets to the Yum Center, right. Quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, just in case I don't get a chance to get to it. I need to remind you people that temperature control is definitely one of the most valuable resources one could have if you agree. Then I know you know the DFH company is the company for you.
Okay. All right. So get you some DFH. And while Marcus is choking, I will remind everybody that to address the competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS will offer a retention and attendance bonus in 2021. Starting pay is $14.50 per hour. Employees on select shifts will also receive an additional $300 weekly bonus. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. UPS is offering a $100 Sunday attendance bonus for all employees that have a Sunday through Thursday week, and offering a $75 bonus for all night shift employees, not including the $100. So if an employee works nights, Sunday through Thursday, their weekly bonus is $175. Visit upsjobsky.com.
Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home, like the one we used at the 93.9 Studios. Also, God, I lost it. Mitsubishi is also offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. You don't dare send this in, Brian.
I was going to say, why don't we retry this next
again, 968-6222, or look them up online.
I tell you what, if you're planning on getting out of here after the first hour, then do it before you sign off.
At dfhcompany.com.
We'll
fair enough. Okay, so here's the thing, y'all. I told you to stick around because I got to do something I don't normally do. I said Nikki Valvano would be a little part of kind of a...
You want me to go grab
of a moment. No, not at all. It's just... Kind of just went with the energy that goes on to this conversation. So, Steve.
Okay.
I'm not bringing you into this, and I'm not bringing Brian into this. Just Brian be a producer. So, sometimes, Steve, we get accused of doing a certain kind of radio, right?
Okay.
And I know sometimes it doesn't make sense to you and I because we see it as we're lucky enough to cover a team we enjoy, you know, and, you know, in an area of a team we enjoy, right?
Yeah.
We get to do sports radio in the area covering a team we enjoy.
Absolutely.
So to us, it's good radio and our excitement is allowed to come out. Sometimes it's given like negative connotations like fanboy radio and, oh, it just honk radio. And, you know, those just those words like it's mustered up enthusiasm or something, you know, like it's fake enthusiasm or just something about the style of radio is kind of like sought to be or seen to be, you know, just not I don't know, just sniper that a little too much. Right.
Sure.
But on other shows and state. Oh, no, we don't do that here. We give everybody the same. We tell it like it is everywhere else. We just tell it like it is. And I don't care. I don't want to hear from assistant coaches. And I don't want to hear. I just want to hear the Malik Williams ankle injury and everything else. And that's all I want to hear from.
Okay.
I listen to Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock with Coach Chris Mack, the head coach of the University of Louisville.
Okay.
On here. I heard other people. I mean, anything good come out of it? Nah. At least the ankle injury. That's all I want to talk about. I'm like, whoa. He gave updates on assistant coaches and players and different styles and changes and all this good stuff. I just care about ankle injuries. I'm like, whew. It's pretty unfair. I wonder what you would do if you had a coach on there or something like that. You know, but I'm just listening. I listen to Nick Valvano on the day Coach K retired. I mean, he really got the Jay Billis. He really got the Dick Vitale. I'm like, man, ESPN Louisville's just beasting it right now. You know what I'm saying? And something came across my ears yesterday, Steve. And I'm talking about if you've ever heard honk radio in your life, if this ain't honk radio... I don't know what the definition of honk radio is. Brian, you get ready to pause when I say pause. But boy, you play that first clip. Wait, I don't even have to set this up. Cat West got an assistant coach on their show yesterday. And I want y'all to hear this.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Man, everything is good. So you're on the radio in Louisville. My name is Andy Sweeney. We're doing afternoon gas baggery here, okay? We're talking sports, okay? We talk a good deal about Kentucky, one of the only shows that does so. And you need to know.
Pause it! Oh, hey, welcome to the gas baggery. And we talk about Kentucky all the time, and we're the only show that does it. Okay. That's how you started your interview. Brian, back that up about 10 seconds.
So you're on the radio in Louisville. My name is Andy Sweeney. We're doing afternoon gas baggery here, okay? We're talking sports, okay? We talk a good deal about Kentucky, one of the only shows that does so. And you need to know that the man across from me, James Strebel, is probably your biggest fan, okay,
what?
Coach?
What?
You need to know
what?
He is smiling
pause it.
Ear.
Pause it. Whoa. Well, we only talk about, we only show a little bit that talks about Kentucky, and we just want you to know that the guy across from me is your biggest fan. So love us. What?
Keep going, Brian.
Is probably your biggest fan, okay, Coach? You need to know that he is smiling ear to ear. Do you understand?
I'm happy, Coach, to talk to you. I got my UK hat on. I got a UK polo on. I came decked out for this interview today, Coach Antigua. Welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. James, I can see you smiling through the phone like I am, brother.
Yeah, there we go, Coach. There we go.
Well, I...
Do I sound like James when I talk to coaches?
Oh, God. Did you hear that? Brian Hall? Steve? Maybe it was just my ears. But I hear... All I hear is... Oh, Coach, we talk about Kentucky all the time. We're the only show that does it. So you're on Louisville Radio, and we're here for you, Coach. And the guy across from me, he's your biggest fan. And, Coach, I got my hat on, and I got my polo on, and I'm glad you're back, and welcome back. Come. If I ever, do you know what that where that would show up, Brian? If that was Steve Rummage's voice on the other end. Hey, Coach Mac, I got my Louisville hat on, and I got my polo.
That'd be on the mixtape.
Oh.
It'd be on more than that.
On the mixtape. It would start, middle, end, bracketology. Oh, my God. Just, ugh. And we have been accused. Did y'all hear that? Brian, and people, y'all know I don't do this, but y'all deserve this. So the next time y'all hear about bias and, oh, my God, Brian, is there one more in there for you?
When they get through the process of being refined and they go out shining like diamonds. You see what I'm saying, James? They come out shining.
Yeah,
like you,
right,
my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Coach. Now, there's
Wait a minute. Did you hear how he reached for some backup on that, too? They come out shining like diamonds. Right, James? Yeah! Pyah! Did you hear James backing up that coach like that? Sweeney in the background just keeps tickle pink, Steve. What am I listening to? Is this Cat West? Start over, Brian. One more time. I got to hear that one more time.
When they get through the process of being refined and they go out shining like diamonds. You see what I'm saying, James? They come out shining.
Yeah,
like you,
right,
my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Coach. Now, since Coach.
You know what? Right now, we need to play your reaction.
Yeah, play
right
it.
Now.
Yeah, let's
this
do it.
Coach, so
yeah, let's do
up.
It.
This is like 25 seconds or so in. Okay. So this is when he finds. This
I
is
hope
right,
y'all
Mitch,
treat
right?
Ross McMahon's like this.
Official, that Jim Coleman and Orlando Antigua, especially you, Coach, you're back at Kentucky.
Especially you, Coach.
Organic reaction live on the air,
Coach.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
this is Big O, baby.
This is like better than the Wayne Twins excitement. Coach O's coming back. Oh my God, you're done. You're done, Louisville. You're done, Louisville basketball, Mac. You better be glad you got that video out last year, big boy.
Listen to this.
Yes, if Coach O comes back, it's over. The D League better be scared now.
Listen to this.
Yes!
Wow, that's classic. Hey, oh, you're giving me way, way too much credit for anything, brother. You know?
Listen to Andy.
Oh man,
he does.
You know,
Andy sounds like he's taking laughing gas.
I'm just a small piece
in the background.
Of a really good team, and you know, just try to do my part. That's all.
Oh, did you hear him in the background? It's not Steve.
Listen, I have been.
What was that, Brian?
I have been accused on the air of really, quote unquote, honking it up many of a time.
Oh!
For the team that I openly root for.
From the beginning.
For the team that I openly cheer for. And I don't think I've sounded like that talking to one of our coaches.
Jeez! Brian, that sound will never be, you know, that little saying.
And there's been a lot of ha-haing and mocking with my voice being played many of the time.
Right?
Yeah. So,
and thank God we don't do this on a regular basis, because y'all would know what the real mixtape should sound like. So that was a two-person Maven mix that you just heard. That was one day and one interview. Can y'all imagine what the rest of that show was like? Oh, my God. I better never hear honk, fan, bias. Oh, you killed it. You just killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like.
Yeah, I would say that this is one where it's like, I don't think we can be accused anymore.
Now, when I end up talking to Orlando, he's going to be like, oh, ESPN, look, that's your.
Yeah.
You mean the one dudes? Yes, Orlando. I work with them too. Yeah. So, yeah, Steve, that's. It's a different vibe. It's a different vibe than when you get head coach Chris Mack being covered by Luke Hancock and Mark Ennis versus.
Did Mark and Luke do that?
The Coach Mack interview.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's a great point, Steve. Because they totally went fanboy.
Because I do know Mark. I do know Mark. He's a Louisville fan.
And he asks the tough questions Luke right off the bat.
Is a Louisville fan. They're both Louisville fans.
They damn sure didn't sound like that.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't think I sound like that when we get Coach Pegues on.
Yeah! He's back, baby. Louisville, better watch out. You're going down. And we're going to Lexington. And we're going to Louisville. And we're going to Minnesota.
Yeah!
And we get revenge on Wisconsin. Yeah!
We can play that forever. Oh, okay. Do I got to get the phone? Who's on that phone line?
You got Alex.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, guys, you know what really sucks about that sound? Like, I was listening to it, and I was like, man, you know, it's unfortunate that we just can't have fun. Because they are such jackasses.
Hey, be nice, co-workers, co-workers.
Yeah, they're still okay, co-workers, I'm sorry. Man.
They're professional.
We're having a little fun, but
okay. I understand, but they are though. Like they really do. Like
they just have a different style of humor.
Because it's called being unfair and it's biased, and so it sucks that they can't have they can't be fans. Oh, excuse me. I will never let them have fun with their team, because if I have fun with my team, I'm this irrational, crazy fan, this delusional person on what's happening with the University of Louisville. It just is awful. Like I'm happy to hear that they enjoy their team. Like that's the only good part I got from that was, oh, look, they actually do like their team and they're having fun. But it just sucks that I'm just like, so what? Like I'm gonna make fun of you just because of how they are as people. Like I just or not as people, how they present themselves on the radio. It's just like Stephen A. Like I know Stephen A. isn't like that in real life. If I meet him, I'm sure he's really nice. But how he presents himself, it's like, bro, like I just don't. And I mean, Skip Bayless is the same way. Like you're just so irrational. You're just this irrational personality that it's hard for me to separate. You know, like it's like a wrestler to me, like Triple H. I know you're not like that, but when you
were
beefing, I didn't like that Triple H. I don't like some of the things you did when you're making fun of The Rock. But it is what it is, guys. But I'm happy to hear that they're celebrating a coach,
an assistant coach.
An assistant coach that hasn't recruited a top 25 player. Probably in about 10 years. So, that's fantastic. I'm happy to hear about that. Can't wait to play them next year.
No, Alex, I appreciate the call. I get the point. Yeah, that's it for me. Gentlemen, I drove this car as far as I could drive it.
We'll figure something out in the second hour. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. It'll be a good time.
It was a fun week, though. Had a good time. Gonna power on through.
Fair enough.
As always. Oh, no. I can't even do the rebrun. I can't do it today. I'll die on there. Okay. I don't know what to say. Steve, hold it down. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.